where
Blog Talk Radio.
In the rain, O Lord. In the rain of the Holy Spirit today, Lord. In the rain, O Lord. The rain of your presence today, Lord. We need your presence, Lord. Oh, God, we give up.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes,
Lord. We have our faith here. Yo, no, no, speak here, and I can't get about you, King. Oh, we are speaking about Yasu. And we are speaking about Korea. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Thank you for being here.
I got about her, thank you, and I'm going to. Oh,
Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Your
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, today for your peace.
Yes.
Your peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
In this world we're living in today, Lord, that's what we want to thank you for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That throughout all the wars and the drama,
yes,
and the trauma,
hallelujah,
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
We are with you and we are at peace.
Yes, Lord, Lord Jesus.
And we thank you for it today, Lord. We find what you can cast away any work of the enemy. It's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us today, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah
you
for your Son, who died for our sins, Lord. Who shed his blood for us on the cross,
yes,
Lord. We
Lord.
Just want to give you glory,
Lord.
Lord. We just want to praise you.
Praise
we want to magnify you.
Magnify
you're worthy to be praised, Lord.
Yes,
heaven.
Lord Jesus.
You're worthy to be lifted
yes,
up.
Hallelujah.
You
thank
are the God of all God.
Yes,
kind of
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And that never will be, Lord. And for that, we give you the glory.
Yes.
We give you the honor.
Yes.
And we give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
And we want you to know, Lord, that not only do we love you, but we appreciate you.
Yes,
we
Lord Jesus.
For everything you do.
Yes, Lord.
In your Son, Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Remain standing, please. Remain standing, please. And we have to read about Sister Katifa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Ephesians 2:8-10. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Amen. Thank you for that word. You may be seated. Do we have a little testimony service right now? Did anyone have anyone to give the Lord praises for this morning? You can stand and tell it now. Amen. No one? No one? Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm telling you, when I first came, God brought me to
you. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Come to him either. He brought me to him too. Abundant bench I went that night. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. But since he gonna tell it, he gonna tell it, then let me. Okay, come on. Amen. Yes.
Helping us to just be able to
endure
at this time,
mm-hmm,
we're going through,
thank
and
you,
bringing us closer.
Yes,
and you know, sometimes we forget,
mm-hmm,
you know, the important things in life. But God got a way of bringing things back together.
Amen.
It seems like it's something that's not fair. Or whatever, but this little big one right here said last night, sometimes God can say the blood charge back over. So,
amen.
Thank you.
Speak the word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on,
thank you,
Lord.
Yeah, God have a way of doing things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there anyone online have a testimony? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Well, okay, I guess I get mine. Like a sister, I should have saying, I didn't come to God. God drew me to him. I know y'all heard stuff before, but maybe some of you haven't heard stuff before. Well, Mr. Craig got saved a year before I did. And he asked me one Sunday night to come to him minister. It was the first time ministering, you know. I mean, I I guess it's actually that night anyways. I said, okay, I'll go. No, I didn't want to go, but I went anyways. Because I tell you about, I had six pack of old, 800 refrigerators, weed in the room. I ran out of cigarettes, but I'm going to get some at the church. But God say no. The brother prayed, he was a preacher, and I was going to run the bench. And I was just flat out the bench, going down on the floor. They just picked me up, put me in baptism clothes, and baptized me there. I thought I remember correctly. You know, it's been so long ago. It's been 39 years ago. So, it did. So that's why I would tell people, baptize me again. I got baptized four times. You know, once in the Baptist church, then three times being saved. But I can remember the first time, not really, so I did it again. And someone said, since he met, Pastor Perry didn't say in Jesus Christ's name, but I died, I wasn't going to make it. So I did it again. So if the water wash you, I've been washed. So I just thank God, you know. But he knew that I'd probably be dead by now if I hadn't got saved that night. And from that, and I know we bought one of those hard-nosed Pentecostal church. So I didn't want to go to hell. So I stopped smoking the same day. I picked up another cigarette from that day. And it's in my desire to have a cigarette. I would say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. After a while, it just went away. So I haven't had a cigarette, weed, no beer. Oh, since, no, a long time. I just thank God for his salvation. Because I know I've probably been dead by now, or I've been on the street somewhere, or homeless, because I know what I was doing and what I was doing. So if you know what you were doing, I know what I was doing. So I just thank God for his salvation, for his love and his peace, and for his Holy Ghost, and for his spirit that rules and reigns and fire in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, there's no more testimony online in the house. I just pray to you to come on and do a couple songs. And then we'll come back and do some more before the pastor gets up, the minister.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some glory this morning. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
What?
We give you the glory.
We do what now?
We lift our hands to give you the praise.
And what we gonna do?
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
That's what we gonna do, huh?
We will praise you for the rest of our days.
Now what we do now?
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
To do what?
We
We need to give the Lord some praise this morning because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We clap our hands.
Every word of worship,
every word of worship,
a word of worship,
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To
our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God. Yes. The name to our God.
God our Savior.
God our healer.
Back when he just gave it y'all.
Amen.
No, he gave it back to him.
Glory to God.
Y'all give it back to him. And then watch this. Because we're on the same accord right now,
yes,
we release it in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Now, right now, before anything else happens, let's command those threats that we just released. Tell those threats right now. In the name of Jesus, go and heal right now. Go heal.
Go heal.
In the name of Jesus, go deliver.
Go
in the name of Jesus, go set free.
Set free.
In the name of Jesus, release.
Release.
In the name of Jesus, y'all don't want to believe it right now, but guess what? Every time the wind blows, you up there, I guess you say, ooh, this is a good feeling.
Amen.
Bring the wind.
Amen.
Why is it a good feeling? Because it comes from God.
Amen.
The same thing God gave you blew inside of you. You just released it back into the atmosphere, and you commanded it to go. Because what? Man is a spirit having an earthly experience, right?
Yes.
He's a spirit. Amen. Hey, I just want to share something with y'all. Just real fast. Y'all don't mind, do y'all?
No. Take
it down. I've been your boy Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Not Mary's husband. I'm talking about Jacob's son.
Amen.
I've been studying him. And what trips me out is, how many of y'all focus on the things that you go and do? How many of y'all just really focus on that? Somewhere you focus on where you're going.
Amen.
Do you really focus on?
Amen.
Okay. You believe, I like to say, you said you believe you're focusing, right?
Yes.
But if you're focusing, then you will not allow distraction to distract you.
Amen.
If you're focused. And so I was looking at my boy Joseph.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, I'm with him right now. He's just hanging out. And he's gone, but I'm just hanging out with him.
Amen.
Everything that happened to Joseph focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy tells him to go where? To go and see about his brother, the Shechem. And guess what happens? He focuses.
Yeah.
And he gets there.
He
leaves that and he focuses on Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
There's many distractions out there, but he's focused. He leaves that. They take him into Egypt. He's focused.
Amen.
He never stopped focusing until he got emotional. When did he get emotional? He got emotional in prison. After 11 years, he kind of lost focus.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I know some of y'all are saying, what's so amazing about that? He stayed on course. Even though the course he was on, he didn't choose.
Amen.
He didn't choose. It was chosen for him.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was chosen for him, he stayed on focus.
Amen. Amen.
See, sometimes you have to choose something for the people so they can stay on focus. I got a wonderful conference coming up. I asked Bishop Page something. I said, Bishop Page, I said, I got something for somebody. Do you think that I can get them to do something for me? Sometimes you got to choose something for somebody.
Right.
So that they can remain
focused.
Mm-hmm. I said I got about a 10 minute something that I just want them to speak on.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 10 minutes, they can make sure than that if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, do you think they would do it? And then the Lord is telling me about this focus thing with Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I have a women's cover. And I have a subject that I want you to talk on for about 7 to 10 minutes. can I get you to do that subject? I'm gonna get you the information. I'm gonna give it to Bishop, and Bishop is gonna give it to you, okay? And you make it your own. Don't try to make it super spiritual because it's women's talk. I need you to give it from a woman's perspective.
the subject I give. I'm praying on it because I gave one subject to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm praying on the subject that I want to give to you. But I'll give it to you sometime this week. I have it this week.
Amen.
Now, the Woman Conference is going to be October the 28th if we don't change it. If we change it, it's just going to be a week after that, which will be in November, the first Saturday in November.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you can do it. Because guess what? Sometimes you have to choose somebody's course for them
mm-hmm.
so that they may remain.
Okay.
How many of y'all thank God for that right there?
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Did I get a yes?
Yes.
Did I get a yes? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You'll be you.
Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank Apostle Bailey for those words, no encouragement. Just think about Joseph, and he was in prison, but he came out. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes. Okay, praise team. The mighty praise team of Care Church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you. It's just a simple way. It's just a simple way. And just I pray. I lift you up. And I love you. That's why. Yeah, I love you.
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 I love you, Lord.
Because you care for me.
Because you care for me.
In such a special
way.
And yes, I pray.
Yes, I praise you.
I lift you up.
I lift you up.
And I bow to you.
That's why.
Yeah. My heart,
my heart,
my mind,
my soul, my soul belongs to you. You raise the
price
of me. Praise you.
I lift you up.
I lift you up.
And I thank you for my own. Yes, that's right.
Now my heart is filled with praise.
They're filling again my heart,
my mind,
my soul,
my
soul.
You
are the one.
like you.
Yes, there we go. Hallelujah.
God with us, what a friend we have.
But when we wrap it all up, we can call him one name, and that's Jesus.
Jesus.
That's what we call him.
That's what we call him.
Major born.
Major born.
Oh, God.
God is
saved.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now you're going to introduce the man of the house. Well, I'm going to do the house. All right. This is my work. So you became a work space.
This is my work space.
For baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the love of my life.
Thank you.
We've been together so long, not looking like each other, they say.
Thank you.
We've been together over 15 years, people. It's a long time, people. You've been one woman, 1 year. But I thought I made it. So we standing for you this morning. It's in Tennessee. My pastor, my bishop, my husband, Bishop Max Page. Pray the word, honey. Pray the word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're just trying to learn. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Father God, thank you today, Lord, for the word of God and the people of God. I ask that you bless them. You will raise them up. You will lift them up. And, Lord, you will see them through all of their problems and all of their situations that they're going through. And today, Lord, we ask you to bless this word of encouragement, Lord. Lord, that the people might be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. You might be seated. Amen. Thank God for the day. Thank God for the day. Amen. I want to be an encouragement to you. It's because when we serve God, amen, we want to serve God in confidence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be confident in serving God. And you don't want to walk in fear, but you always want to be in faith. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And that is Jesus came to deliver us from fear. And one of the things, the reason that we stagger so many times, we stagger most of the time because of fear.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The reason we don't do things that we ought to do sometimes is because we have fear.
Uh-huh.
And it's because that we don't recognize and know all the things that God has done for us. We talk about Jesus and the works of Jesus, but many times we don't understand all the works of Jesus. And even though we are saved, we continue to be in fear. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We continue to be in fear even though we are saved. Now, one thing about being saved, salvation is free. We are saved by grace through faith, amen, and believing what Jesus has done for us. You are saved by grace, amen. And so you didn't have to work or do anything for grace. Now, most people will tell you have to work hard and you have to do this. No, salvation is free through Jesus Christ for just accepting and believing that Jesus died on the cross for you, shed his blood for you. If you believe that, he says you are saved. Amen. Being saved in one place, you know, when you get saved, it's that your soul, like we say, has been saved, has been delivered, it's been set free. And because now you are free through Christ Jesus, now your spirit has been revived.
Well,
your spirit is already saved. You don't have to do anything for your spirit to be saved. But what you have to work for is to get your soul saved.
Amen.
See, now we're working on the saving of our soul, amen, because we have a soul problem. And when you got a soul problem, you got a heart problem.
Yes.
And if we can get the heart right, amen, the spirit is already saved. We just have to align your mind up with your spirit.
Well,
this is what salvation is all about. You can't work to obtain salvation. Nothing you can do. Everybody says, well, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. That's not true. You only work, amen, to get your soul saved.
Your spirit is already saved. Amen. And so you need to have confidence what? In the word of God. Amen. Put your place, your trust and confidence, not in yourself, but you put your confidence in God. Amen. How many got confidence in God today?
Amen.
I'd like you to turn to the Hebrews chapter 1. I want to talk about angels today. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk about angels because, you know, we don't recognize who we are. And when you don't recognize who you are, you won't reap the benefits that God has given you. See, we don't realize that we have benefits. Amen. Psalm 103:1, I believe it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Amen. So you as a saint of God, you have benefits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, God don't have sons and not give them benefits.
Hallelujah.
And we are what? Sons of God, and therefore we benefit from the Lord. And by accepting Jesus as your Savior, the benefits comes along with it. Just like getting a job. I guess the possibility, I don't know, that job he's on, whether he got benefits or not. You know, a lot of jobs don't give you no benefit. They'll give you the money, but they don't give you no benefits. And sometimes the benefits outweigh the money. Sometimes you would rather have less money and more benefits. See, a lot of people like the money, but, you know, in one instant, all the money can be gone, so give me some more benefits. Uncle Sam, I'm going to take the money anyway, and so just give me more benefits. Amen. Give me some better insurance. Amen. Give me some more vacation time. Amen.
Yeah.
Give me more time off. Give me some sick leave. Some benefits. You know what I mean? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even take me out to dinner sometimes, you know. I want some benefits, you know. So we have to realize when we serve God, God gives us benefits.
Yeah.
Amen. He gives us assurance.
Yeah.
Now, he don't give us insurance, but he gives us assurance. Amen. So we have assurance in Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
And not only do you have assurance, but he gives you the benefits that he feeds you.
Amen.
Not only does he feed you, he takes care of you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And not only does he take care of you, he sets somebody aside to be a servant to you. See, we don't realize we have servants. Because that's the benefit that came from God. Hallelujah. I want to point it out. One in 14, that's what I said. Hebrew 1, amen. Chapter 1. Let me go to Hebrew chapter 1. Amen. I think it's 14. No. Read for me, baby.
Obey not all masters still, simple to know for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation?
Hallelujah.
Come on, that's me, amen. I'm an heir. See, I'm an heir of Christ and joint heir with him.
Yeah.
And therefore, because I'm an heir and joint heir with him, amen, they were sent forth to minister for me.
Amen.
They were sent forth to minister for you.
Yeah.
And so you might not know it, but there are ministering spirits around you right now.
Amen.
Because that's a benefit for you, for your salvation, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation? Can I take my time today? I just need to read the word, amen.
Yes,
because the best way you can know things is give you the word.
Yes,
because God acts and moves according to his word.
Yes,
and the more word you put in your mind, that activates your mind because of the spirit that is in you. The spirit is there to activate the word in your mind, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can put this word in your mind for who you are, amen, amen, praise God, that I have a servant, amen, and I know that I have a servant. A servant is one who serves.
Mm-hmm.
That means he's the one that do things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's the one that do things for you, he's like a servant that stands on the side sometimes He's waiting on you to say something so that he can move according to your words. Hallelujah. See, we don't realize that we have that. And when we come into the word of God and realize that, this is why Jesus said, watch what you say.
Yes, yes,
yes. That is why Jesus said, watch what you think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because your thoughts will be carried out by spirits. Angels are spirits. That is why you got to be careful. Not to be thinking a bad thing, not to be thinking a harmful thing, not to be even thinking about other people, because your agent is standing there, he's listening to where your mind goes through. I can prove that. You can do some evidence on all of that. I give you some proof of these things.
Yes, sir.
But because you have to have evidence, because, see, that is why, see, a lot of times you think you're watching your phone. Jesus said, every idle word that you speak, any word that is of none effect to you, amen, that those words can harm you, or they can hurt you, or they can save you. Because the angels don't, see, the angels are neutral. When I say neutral, they just wait on what you say. If you say you're sick, well, it's their job to make you sick. Are not they ministering spirits? Sit back to do whatever comes out of your mouth. See, the thing about it, that's why when we talk about confess the word, the reason we make confession is because the angels is listening to your words. Why is it that they're listening to your word? Let's look at it for a minute. The reason they're listening to your word is because now we are sons of God.
Yeah.
Now you say, well, I'm a woman. That don't matter, amen. So how can I be a son of God? Well, how can a man be a bride of Christ? Huh?
Amen.
It is not the outward that he's looking at. He's looking at the inward man. And because of the inward man, on your inside, we are all sons. We all have the same spirit. We all have the Holy Ghost, amen. And because we all have the Holy Ghost, everything that is in you is the spirit of the Son. It don't matter whether you're male or female, amen. You have the spirit of the Son in you, and you got to know that is the spirit of the Son in you. Amen. Let's go somewhere, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. See, the reason I got to bring it there, well, let me slow it down because, you know, they took up a little more time than I intended for them to. 2 Corinthians 5, let's give you the word of God. Let me take my time with the word, amen. Hallelujah. See, we look at that scripture, said what? We walk by faith and what? Not by sight. See, we don't walk by what we see. We walk by what we believe. We walk by the word of God.
Yes.
The word of God is true.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Amen. And if we believe in the truth, we don't walk by what we see in our natural eye.
Right.
But because we think you can't see angels.
My God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So I have to walk by faith to understand this and to believe this is because we're walking by faith. We walk about what we don't see. It's the thing that you don't see. It's really eternal, amen. It's the thing that you don't see is really truth, amen. It's not the physical thing that you see because, you see, we don't take, sometimes we don't believe because we don't see it.
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And because we don't see it, we don't realize that it's there. And the only way you can have a realization of what's there and what's around you is because you have to see this by faith, because it just can't be seen with the natural eye. Angels are not seen with the natural eye, although they can appear and make themselves visible to you, amen. But most of the time, they are there even though you don't see them.
Amen.
If God says something is with you and around you, you have to believe it for the word's sake, not for what you see.
Amen.
That is why we call this a faith walk. God is an unseen God. We can't see God. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you can't touch him, amen. And because you can't touch God, you can't feel him, amen. Therefore, you don't believe that. Some people don't believe there is a God.
But the only way you can believe in a God, you have to believe it by faith.
Amen.
The only way you can believe in angels is by faith, because you see, it was a sad you see in the day. The sad you could believe that there was no spirit and there was no angels. That's why they were sad, you see. Yeah. You see, how can you say you believe in a God and don't believe in a spirit?
Well,
God is a spirit.
Right.
And they that worship God must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. Amen. And so therefore, everything we do to walk in, we have to do it by faith. We have to believe in the unseen. Amen. That if God said the angels surround you and keep you in all your ways, you got to know that the angels are surrounding you even though you can't see them. And the only way you can believe this, you have to believe it by faith.
Amen.
See, God wants his people to know, amen, that I got you covered, amen. I don't want you to have an anxiety attack because what? I got you covered, amen. Hey, you don't see your health there, but your health is with you at all the time. Even though you can't see him, you got to believe by faith that he's there because I said it.
Yes.
Amen.
Good. Amen.
Y'all with me here, amen.
Amen.
You see, we got to know that we got something, even though we can't see it.
Uh-huh.
You got to know there's plenty of help there. Hallelujah. There's plenty of help there, even though you can't see your help. But that is why you have to speak your help, amen. Speak what you want. Speak what you desire. Your angel is there to carry out the work that comes from your mouth.
Amen. Amen.
That is why Jesus said, don't you be saying no negative things about yourself. Because your angel is going to bring it to pass.
My God.
That is why he said, speak my word at all times. No matter what condition you're in, say the word. And then it's the angel's job to take care of the word. And if you don't take care of the word, God will judge the angel. I mean, y'all don't realize. Take John chapter 3, verse 5. Because this is when we talk about the reason we walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the word. We get the word on.
Yeah.
And we're going to see it in the word. The only way you're going to believe it, you got to see it in the word, amen.
Yes.
See, when you have the word is written, amen. And believe that the word is written, you might be saying something in your mind, but the angels are not here.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak the word, you hear the word so they can do it. They're waiting on you to face God. Amen. They're waiting on you to repeat the word. That is why I repeat the word. I learned how to repeat the word. Well, God didn't say it. God, you did. I remind them what he said.
Yeah.
And so I can remind the angels, hey, man. Come on, servant.
Yeah.
Go do the word of God.
Yeah.
Bring that word to pass. Amen.
Yeah.
Bring that. And so when you start praying, angels always come to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And when they listen to the voice, he says, listen to the voice of the Lord.
Remember, Jesus is Lord.
I mean, they listen to the voice of the Lord, and then I'm a son of God also, amen.
Yes.
And they listen to the voice of the Son, and when the Son prays, the angel moves and do what he says to do.
Amen.
Right. We think too less of ourselves.
My God. That's good.
We think too less of the word of God. St. John chapter 3, verse 5, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit."
Go ahead on. Read on there. I'm going to get to it. Make it 3 and 8 so I won't take so long. hold on now. Here's something we got to get a revelation of, understanding of. A lot of people don't have this revelation. That's why they don't know who God is. That's why they don't know who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
They're still wrestling with. Well, he's the Father, he's the Son, he's the Holy Ghost. Well, he is. Amen. He's all of that. Amen. But he said, read that.
The wind blowing where it misses.
Uh-huh.
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
Uh-huh.
But can't not tell where it's coming and where it goes. So if everyone that is born of
the
Spirit.
Now, know what he said. He's talking about the Spirit now. The wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And here we talk about the wind. He said God is like the wind. Mm-hmm. You can't see it.
that you know is there.
Yeah.
You can hear it blowing through the cracks. You don't see the wind blowing through the cracks, but you get the sound of the wind blowing through the cracks. Amen. But it's still the wind. Amen. But we got wind or air, we might call it. Amen. You can put it in a container and you can measure the wind. What's going on in your tire? You don't see nothing in your tire. But yet the tire is inflated, but you don't see the wind.
Yeah.
Now, God is just like that, amen.
Yeah.
He inflates your life and inflates things in your life. You don't see him, but he's there because he's like the wind.
Yeah.
Every time you breathe, amen, the breath, amen, the breath is the wind, amen.
Yeah.
But you don't see it coming in and out, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
If you want to be a believer in God, if God is just like the wind, you got to know that he's there even though you can't see him, but you can see the works.
Amen.
My God.
So even though we have wind, I'm going to talk about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even though, you know, the wind should be called a tornado.
Uh-huh.
You don't see the wind, but you see the particles in it and dust and stuff, and then you know it's the wind because you see the dust and the particles and stuff. Sometimes the wind is called a tornado. And a tornado, amen, it goes through and does what it's going to do and it disappears.
Right.
It goes right back to being the wind.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now, Jesus said, amen, I'm in my flesh now, but I'm going back to the wind.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you saw me doing some work.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I got through and I finished my work and doing what I did, I went back to being wind.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was called a tornado while I was here. But I was still the wind.
Yeah.
You saw me as a tornado. But I was still the wind.
Yeah.
It was the same me. I was just in a different form. But I still was the wind. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. The wind should be called a hurricane sometimes. I wasn't just saying a hurricane that started.
One
is one and one is dirt. But yet, no matter how the wind is fixed, it's still wind.
Yeah.
And God said, no matter how you see me, I'm still the wind. It don't care what form I came in, I'm still the wind. I'm still the same person. I'm still the same God. There's no difference, amen, between me and the wind.
Mm-hmm.
You saw me in earthly form. I was still the wind. I was just the wind in the body.
Amen.
But I still was the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to believe in the unseen. What I'm trying to say, you have to believe in the unseen thing, amen. That's what I'm trying to show you. And if you can believe in air, you know, you don't have no problem sucking it up.
Amen.
And you believe if you don't get none, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And you're with me, amen.
Yeah.
If you don't believe you have God, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
If there's no way, you're going to die.
Amen.
And when you die and leave here, if there's no wind to go in the grave, you ain't going to get up.
Not.
Because there's no wind.
Yeah.
And if there's no wind, there's no life.
Amen.
Nothing lives without the wind. There's wind everywhere when you go to the ocean. When God said, everywhere you look, there I'm there. He said, when you go to the water, I'm there. Mm-hmm. Even though we can't see the oxygen in the water, but the fish do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fish can separate the wind out of the water, amen. And so he said, I'm there too, amen. Praise God, because they couldn't live or have life without the wind.
Right.
And so you have to believe in the what I'm trying to get you to see. You got to believe in the unseen thing, amen. And you have to believe in angels because they are unseen because God said they are.
Amen.
Are you with me, amen?
Amen?
And so we receive this by faith. And you young girls, you got to know. I want you little children to know there's an angel around you. Matthew chapter 18. Hallelujah. And so y'all, so when you get in trouble or you start feeling a certain kind of way, you got to know that God is with you, amen, that the wind is with you. I think it's Matthew chapter 18 where he talks about the angel beholds the little children. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That means what? He's watching over them. So you have protection around you at all times. Do you see where the angels behold their face, Becky? Amen. when they talk about you offend one of these little ones. Hallelujah. Their angels always behold their face. I didn't bring my other phone. I could put it up real quick. Amen. 5 and 6. Are y'all helping me out here? Read it.
Yeah, read it. And who knows shall receive one such little child in my name?
But y'all can walk in confidence while you're at school. Come on. You got some women around you. You got some angels around you. Amen. You don't have to be afraid when you're laying out in your bed at night. You don't have to be afraid because the wind is around you. Even though you can't see your wind, if you can breathe in the wind, because God is protecting his little ones, so he's protecting the children. The wind is around you. You got to know. Come on. They're there to serve you. Read on.
Offend one of these little
ones with the
knee that he,
uh-huh,
it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the depths of the sea.
Mm-hmm. See, if he's there to minister to them, that means he's there to do something for them. So he was saying, you have some protection, little one. I don't want you to be worried. I don't want you to get upset. Amen. Don't have no fear, amen. Don't be fear of the dark, amen. The wind is in the dark with you, amen. And because the wind is in the dark with you, then you can have confidence. You don't have to, you can go to sleep and sleep because, well, you got to know that you got, your angels is around you protecting you. We all got to know that, amen. Angels are ministering spirits, amen. Mm-hmm. Go to the book of Psalms. I think, let me see, 103, verse 20 or 19. Go there with me, because we got to see here. Amen. What time is it? Y'all took too long. Y'all took too long. Read. I think it's 103 and verse 20.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels.
Listen to what he says now.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels. to serve his son.
Yes.
To serve his people.
Yes.
Amen.
Do you believe in the wind?
Yep.
If you can believe in the wind, you can believe in angels.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you with me here, amen? Keep reading.
And do his commandments.
What do they do?
His commandments.
They do his commandments. That means they do his word.
Listen to the voice of his word.
But they have to, now here, look what he said. They have to listen to the voice of his word. So if I put the word of God in my mouth and begin to speak the word of God, then they have to do my bidding because of the word that came from my mouth. If I say what God has said about a situation, they have to. It is their business to do that. God created them to serve them that are heirs of salvation. Oh, we don't realize what we got. Mm. Most of the things we don't realize who we are.
That's it.
We still think that we are Adam.
Both.
We are Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you see, the writer of Hebrews began to try to distinguish things. He wrote, he said, Jesus was greater than Moses. But
yes.
Everybody likes to hold Moses in high esteem. But the Bible said Moses was a servant.
Mm-hmm.
I think in St. John chapter 8, somewhere around verse 53, somewhere in that area, they asked Jesus, are you greater than our father Abraham? And he said, before Abraham ever was, boy, I am. He said, no, so he was there before Abraham, so therefore he's held in more higher esteem than Abraham. And the book of Hebrews also said that he was made better than the angels.
Mm-hmm.
He was made better than the angels because God made him a son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. See, there's a difference between a servant and a son.
Mm-hmm.
See, we are not servants of God anymore. We are sons. And so, as Jesus said, whatever I say, my Father will carry it out. Amen.
Amen.
I say what my Father says, and whatever I say that my Father says. But we have to recognize that the Spirit of God has come into your heart crying out, my Father, to let you know that Spirit that is in you is the Son. That means you have the same ability that Jesus has. Because Jesus said, greater works.
Yeah,
you do that what I've done, amen. And if God will listen to the voice of the angel, and everything that the angel said comes to pass, how much so the Son? Think about that. I'm going to give you a scripture. I don't have time. Amen. Because, see, I wanted to show you that if an angel can say something and it comes to pass,
mm-hmm.
and God has exalted us above the angel because we have been exalted with Christ. Amen. Amen. And because where he sits, we sit, amen. And if he's seated at the right hand of the Father, we are seated there with him, amen.
Right.
And then whatever comes out of your mouth,
yeah.
amen, it's the same that's coming out of Jesus' mouth.
Uh-huh.
And if he would do what the angels say, how much so would he do with the Son?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But your words are powerful.
Yes,
you're with it.
Yes.
Death and life is in
us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To bring life or death in something is according to the power that is in your tongue. That is why we say, always say what God has said, because the angels, what are they supposed to do? God, read them again.
Yes, Lord, he is angels.
They're strong.
They do the commandments.
What do they do?
Talking to the voice of his word.
Talking, they listen to the voice of his word. Mm-hmm. So can you believe in the wind now? If you can believe in the wind, you can believe in angels. And they listen to the voice of his word. Amen. Galatians, let's run right quick. Let me give you, I got to put the top on this because put the icing on the cake here. Galatians chapter 3, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Three and twenty-nine. Be all right. I got to skip. Mm-hmm. And somebody get Romans 8:17 while she reads it.
If ye be Christ.
Now, listen to what he said now. And if ye be Christ. Look at what he said. If you be of the anointed one.
Uh-huh.
If you got the Holy Spirit, you're part of the anointed one. Keep reading though, Romans 8.
And joint heirs with Christ.
And see, we are joint heirs with Christ. That means everything that Jesus inherited, we inherit. We inherit power. We inherit glory. Yeah? We inherit spirit. See, everybody thinks that. They say, when God created Adam, they said Adam had eternal life in him. No, he didn't. He was created to live forever, but he didn't have eternal life in him. Because the only way that Adam could exist with eternal life, he had to keep eating of the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
The reason he died is because he was separated from the tree of life. So that means that he didn't really have it. He had access to it. And he had access to eternal life through the tree of life. But God said now, he said, I changed it around now, amen. Not only did I make you access to it, I give it to you.
Amen.
I put the tree on the inside of you, amen.
Yes.
I put the life on the inside of you. So therefore, this is an eternal life. This
yes.
is what eternal life is. Think we have eternal life abiding in us because we are sinners.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So I some of y'all false doctrines. Hallelujah. Tell you for truth.
Okay.
I was asking God, so what God, you know. I said, Lord, why they don't call on me? You know, I don't have nothing to say. They don't invite me to preach. I said, well, you mean I don't know nothing? You mean I don't understand anything? Well, that's me now. But why is it, Lord? You know, is this revelation? Is this knowledge of something you haven't even heard before? If you don't understand that you never heard it, oh, did I say no? Say that again. I'm quitting. I got to quit. Lord, I know baby got, Pastor Baby got to go to work. Amen.
And his children then heirs, sons of God, and joint heirs of Christ. If so be that we suffer with him.
So that be we what?
Suffer
with him.
That we may be also glorified together.
We're going to be glorified together with him. You have to become an heir to partake in this. You can't be a servant in it and partake in this. He don't give it to the servant someone. He only gives it to his son. This is why we became sons when we were born again. You inherit the seed of God. The seed of the word was planted on the inside of you. And when you got the Holy Ghost, that was God giving birth to the seed of the word that was planted in you. See, we've been believing it. Knowing that the angel is here to serve us. And so when we pray, angels come to minister. Proof of that, I won't turn to. Proof of that, I got to talk to the apostle in the house tonight. When Daniel was praying in Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel was praying, when the angel showed up, the angel said, told Daniel, I have come here for thy word.
Mm-hmm.
I have come here for thy word. So the angel showed up because Daniel was praying.
Mm-hmm.
And he came for the word that Daniel was speaking. So he showed up because I have come here for thy word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, if you're praying and you begin to pray and to seek God, see, I want to turn your heart back to God.
Yeah.
And turn God back to you.
Yeah.
And rather than you speaking to preachers and everything and ask the preacher and everything, I want you to turn your heart back to start seeking God, not seeking me. I don't want your focus to be on me, amen. I don't want the focus to be on the preachers, amen. The folks to be on God. So God said, turn the hearts of the children back to God. So I'm trying to turn your heart back to God. Amen. So if you would seek God and whatever it is that you think, you begin to pray the word of God and the angel will come because of your words.
Amen.
You didn't understand. I'm talking about the wind now.
Amen.
And I hope I made that clear about the wind. And so y'all won't think y'all got three or four different persons going around to steal the wind.
Make it clear.
Is that a simple enough understanding? Of the wind?
Amen.
Tornadoes and hurricanes, no matter what they look, what's the name, the wind, it's still a wind. It's still God. He was still God. What he had on flesh tonight, he was still God. He was just a hurricane when he came.
Yeah.
He came to blow away some stuff and get rid of some stuff. The wind come and blow stuff away. He came to blow stuff out of you. He came to blow some fear out of your life.
Yes.
He came to bring redemption to your life.
Yes.
That's why the wind came, amen, to blow stuff out of your life that God didn't want it. It's the wind.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Are y'all with
Three.
Me? I got to quit. I got to stop. Matthew 26. Let me get this last part. I don't want to be like what that man said. What that guy used to be on TV, Paul Harvey. And he'll say something, then he'll preach for about an hour.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to y'all.
Matthew 26.
I think it's Matthew 26, I believe, or 27. When Jesus was before Pilate, and when he was before Pilate, and Pilate began to tell him, 26 and 52, Pilate began to tell Jesus, hey, man, look here. Don't you know I got power over you?
Come on.
Then said Jesus unto him,
uh-huh.
Put up again thou sword.
Hey, put it up. We don't fight with. See, here we got to know when you're in spiritual warfare.
Thank you. Thank you.
We don't fight against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against one another. We're fighting against the spirit that is in each other. We're fighting, and that is why we don't take up that. I got an angel that'll fight for me. You don't need to be swaying and cursing and carrying on, because when that come out of your mouth, your angel heard what you saying, and that same angel will come back and do you what you say, because you told, he said he'd do what you say. So don't you be cussing nobody out, calling them names and stuff. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Don't you be calling folks stupid. The angels make you stupid. Make real.
Put up again thy sword into its place.
Really?
For all that take the sword shall perish with the sword.
So all them that take up sword, take up the gun, and take up the knife, we can't do something about what's going on in the world.
Amen.
The battle is too great for us.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We shall not have to fight this battle, but this battle belongs to the angels.
Yes.
I'm going to put them to work. I'm going to start talking about those things, what God said about those things. I will bring you down to the ground, Satan. Hey, how you doing? Did you hear what I said? You need to go bring the water down.
Amen.
You said you're going to put down all kingdoms, Lord. And you said your kingdom ruled over all kingdoms. And I ain't going to be called God's kingdom ruled over all kingdoms. And that kingdom, the kingdom of God is in me now. Amen. That kingdom that ruled over all is on the inside of us now. You see, we are the kingdom. The kingdom is in you, Jesus said. So don't go looking for the kingdom. The kingdom is in you. But the kingdom is in you. Everything in heaven now.
Hallelujah. Preach, Pastor. Preach.
Yeah.
Read it on somebody. I got to get through, y'all. I got to get through. Hurry up some faith or whoever got to read. Because they want to know. Y'all ready to go. Come on, read.
Seekest thou
God, that I cannot pray to my Father.
Come on, sons of God. Come on. When you mess with me, don't you think, boy? I got access to what? I pray to my daddy, Jesus Christ, amen.
Yes.
The Father in heaven,
yes.
And told me inside of me, don't you know I got a daddy?
Yes.
Don't you think I can pray? No one said that. He kept saying that. Knows that I can pray to my Father, and what?
And he shall presently give me more than 12 legends of angels.
He's going to give me 12. Look what you got. Oh, jeez. Y'all over there. Look how many you got. 12 legions of angels. It's still legions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So 12 is 72. You got about 72,000 angels at your disposal. Just from the word of the Lord.
Yeah, it's a legion. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Your presence. Yes. You got angels in attendance to you. 72,000, you can call at any time. Don't you know? Don't you know? Hey, he tried that. Don't you know? Trying to get something over to y'all. Trying to tell, say something, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you can believe in the wind. Don't you know you have access to 72,000? Six leagues, you know. And you walking around here in fear. You walk around in doubt. You keep saying, I can't. Don't you know there's more that is with you than it is with you cheating?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That's what Elijah said to his servant. Mm-hmm. 1 Kings chapter 6. Mm-hmm. His servant was upset because of everything that surrounded him. And Elijah was laying back in his bed with his feet propped up and his head behind, hand behind his head. The person that couldn't see himself, he was disturbed because he was a servant.
Mm.
See, only the servant is supposed to be disturbed. The children are not supposed to be disturbed over what's going on. Whatever's going on in the world, we're not supposed to be disturbed because, don't you know? I have legion of angels at my disposal, boy. Are you talking to me like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to get bold in our faith. Amen. We got to be able to stand up to the devil and let him know, hey, I got 72,000 angels at my disposal. And Michael is greater in power than you are anyway. But even though Michael is greater in power, God has exalted him, boy. Amen. I'm strange. I guess I'm strange. I don't know. Don't you know? Have you realized it now, my sister? That you got 72,000 names of that your disposal? That you don't have to be afraid of nothing? And whatever it is that you want to see in life, you can do it because your age has got to help you. Don't you know you can accomplish everything that you can accomplish? Young man, don't you know you can accomplish that? And whatever change you need to be made, hey boy, hey, come over here. I want you to change this in my life. Don't they want to change?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When somebody needs to be healed, I need to be healed. Mm-hmm. The Exodus 19, God sent the angel before them to prepare the way before them. I've been listening to them now. They're not making mad. Whenever we speak God and want to listen, I thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Your angels get upset. It's because you don't believe me. You don't believe me. Zachariah, boy, you're going, oh, Lord, I can't. Don't you see how old you've been? Right. Sarah was older than Elizabeth, John. But it was the angel that brought the message. Read the last because I'm closing up. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who was reading? Finish that. Don't you know, look what Jesus said.
But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be?
So he said, how can the scripture be fulfilled?
I got the best in time.
This is what I came to do. If I wanted to be delivered, this is why they said Jesus gave his life. They couldn't take it from him. Because if he had wanted to be delivered, he could have gotten to him. Had 72,000 angels that would have came delivered here. The Psalm 68 said, there are 10,000 times 10,000 and times 1,000 angels. I don't know how to anything about that. y'all, see, if you want your life changed today, we just need to pray. Whatever change you do to behavior in your life when you pray, God said the Holy Ghost will come and bless you. But not only do we have the Holy Ghost working for us, we also have the angels working for us. Somebody said, well, can the angels take the place of the Holy Ghost? Ain't no need. The angels don't know anything. They don't know anything. But the Holy Ghost knows all things. Well, even Jesus said, when he had a plan for him, he said, I don't know, even the angels don't know. That's in the hand of the Father. So they don't know anything. Amen. Don't get into worshiping of angels, man. A lot of times people get into worshiping spirits. Don't get into worshiping spirits, man. They're not, you don't worship somebody that's working for you, man. And even if they're evil spirits, you above them. You don't fall down to somebody that you above them. So don't get into worship of that. Revelation 22 talks about the angel came to John and John fell down and saw a worship the angel. He said, oh boy, get up, don't do that. He said, I am your fellow. Good. If somebody don't know Jesus today, you're on Facebook today and where you are, I pray God that you heard the word and believe in the name. And so everybody can stop arguing and fussing about it. Just tell them God is the winner. And because of that, if you want to be saved today, you just got to believe that Jesus died and rose again on the third day. Make a confession of your faith. Amen. That you believe that. And ask God to forgive you of your sin and come into your heart and save you. When you do that, you're saved. Now you just got to perfect your soul. The word is for the perfecting of the soul. If that's you online today, I appreciate you. If you appreciate it, if you like it, consider anything, you know. But if you believe that if you give, it'll be given you. Press down, shaking together. If you believe that, amen. If you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to CareChurchE@gmail.com. You can send it to PayPal. You can send it to Cash App. Or you can send it to Zale. If you enjoyed this message today, let me know if you enjoyed the word again today. Amen. And God bless y'all. And so, Father God, I thank you for the word of God that is going to come out of my mouth. I have spoken this word. Lord, you bring this word to man. And may it speak in every heart of the believer, Lord, that they might know, Lord, there are dangers and opinions in their life. And I want to thank you for that. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I thought I heard Evangelist Virginia on. Did I hear you, Evangelist Virginia? Amen. She's on off. That's all right.
Amen. I'm here, Pastor. Praise God.
Amen.
Blessed day to
Amen.
You all, Care Church. It's good to hear your voice. Good to be among you this morning. Praise the Lord. It's great to see the see the growth and the blessings of Lord, of the Lord on you all. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in today and all of y'all online today. I appreciate y'all joining in each and every day. Amen. But I'll see you back on in the daytime now to catch you in the daytime. Amen. You come on back on the line. Don't let the devil stop you from coming online. Amen.
Oh, I have been barred. I can't even get in the I have been barred. So anyway.
Oh my God.
I can't get in. No, I cannot.
But amen.
I can't get in to even listen.
We give Lord a hand praise for the word.
It's good word. It is so good. That word is so good.
Amen. You like to say anything, young man?
You know it.
You glad to be here? That's all you got to say. I'm going to put him on the spot. Thank God for coming here. I was looking for four people that I talked to on the streets yesterday. I went out on the streets yesterday. And I was expecting at least two of them, but they didn't show up. But praise God. I'm going to send the angel to get them. And they ain't going to be any good rest. I'm going to have the angel bother them when they sleep at night while they lay it down.
Yeah.
I'm saying, Lord, wake them up, my angel. Is there any other announcement? Revival, revival. Make sure we invite somebody. Just go out and invite anybody off the street. Amen. We don't care what they got on. They can have on a camel suit. We don't care if they're on a camel suit. Praise God. You know what I'm saying. You know, I know you can just like John. We wore camel hats.
Yeah,
he was playing with them on the church folks, oh man, did you see that man coming down the day to that helmet hell? You know how church folks are. You know how y'all are, amen. Going to see a man come with the regular pants on. Oh, child, did you see all that? Go buy him a hair pin. Father God, come on, this mess up. Pastor Primo, amen. Come on up. Everybody need to pray up for anything today. That's what we got. You need prayer for anything.
Pray for my children, my grandchildren.
Hey. Anybody want to be saved today? I know sometimes we think everybody's saved, but we have a mother since she was in church for 12 years, and she wasn't saved. Now, darling, but she wore the right clothes, she said the right thing, and she knew how to shout. She knew how to, you know, that was one of those shouting churches. And she learned how to shout and everything. And finally, one day, the preacher invited some club to be saved. And she came up. And the preacher looked at her, aren't you already saved? She said, no, preacher, I've just been here. I've been doing what everybody else been here. So go ahead now.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word we received on today, Lord. And you have heard the prayer request that has gone up before your throne. We ask, Lord, that you do what you do and let's move it out in a mighty way, Lord. He said command over our words, and he said command over our
yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. We command him to obey as your word tells him to.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we ask the man of God, the virtue we have poured out into your people, and if you need this place, never from your presence, you simply pray. It's the Holy Spirit, that's reading the Bible, even every man, one of us, we all come back together. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Win
a soul, talk to somebody. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God. God bless you, sister. We'll see you next time. I appreciate you joining in online. Amen.
Thank you.
I miss you. I don't have my prayer warden with me. Amen. I sure do miss you.
The devil tried to block you, but sure can't stop you. So,
amen.
I'm here.
And tell Brother Wally that I miss him. Come on, join us sometime.
I sure will. Okay.
Oh, my God bless. All right, God, goodbye.
God bless you all, too.
Amen. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed.
You are the last party in the conference.